So he really loved that saxophone, and I loved music. I go, Charlie, I enjoyed the music. He says, okay, none of these people up here. And Mom's surprised, but they wouldn't take to it. Professor, I think his name was. Good teacher.
When did he die? What did he die?
I don't know. I lost track of him. You see, years went on, and he got married, and my mother died, and I changed jobs. And I never met any, but you know, most of that office folks, there was about 200 in that office, and most of them are dead.
Mm.
They're around my age, if they were living, but they passed on. I worked in a cotton warehouse. See, down here, we had cotton plantations, and then we had cotton factories. We got the cotton exchange. It's closed now. It's run from New York, but they're thinking of opening it up again. Cotton's coming back through this part of Houston, that, you see. But we stored the bales of cotton up there. You know those steel bales of cotton? And how they stole them, they got in with the truck driver. And he carried a bale out the place. Well, this was a beautiful concern, built and run by politicians. The dock board, we call it down here, still in existence, all along the river. You got to rent things from the dock board. And our mayor's in trouble with him because he wants them to pay for a whole lot of improvements which they don't have the money for. Well, they broke up that cotton warehouse. It's a utility warehouse now for everything. The government mostly pays to store things. But this carried cotton bales, and they had compartments. It was fireproof. You know, when a bale is brought in there, it's double big. They ID it, they call it, and become small, you know. And them bands around, they call them spiders. They had charges, you had to learn that. Cut the spiders, 25 cents for the bale. Storage was another charge. Demurrage charges, that's the railroad comes in on. While they dump it on that apron, like they called it, to be stored, if you didn't hurry up and take it off the apron, if it was to go on the ship, you paid $10 a day. And if they took it off, it was $5. See, that time was dead. So cotton failed with all that. But we used to have nice rides on that apron, that all along the river, that the boat, you take a trip on the president and that, you go just that far to the warehouse and come back. Good fresh air, you know, we had, and the young men working up there to take the girls. And we all had the same lunch time from 12 to 1. And we'd eat our lunch and we'd go on them little rides, them had electric trucks, you know, ride up and down.
So we
enjoyed that. And then they broke up the warehouse. Well, our office was right near the high deep press, which was a bad idea because it made a terrible noise. And I believe I got a little deaf from that. I'm deaf good now in this left ear. But I'm working there for 13 years. It affected my hearing and other people too.
Major
Little. It was a bad architect design that. He could have put, they had plenty of land, they could have put that at the other end. Then they had a grain elevator. That's still going, but they have trouble with that. They're stealing the grain, they're mixing the grain, mixing the different brands, bad grain, you know. It's cheap and everywhere today. It's pitiful. A man from my church became the manager of the office, and he hired me. And he made a ruling up there at the dock board, had a meeting, and accepted his idea. Instead of stealing all them bales, he got up a system where you issue like a check for each bale of cotton. And when you come to get it out, you have numbers on it, a double number, the numbers on the bale, and the other half on your receipt, which you get like a check. But they weren't negotiable. If you lost them, somebody could come along, find them, could use it. So I was in charge of that. We made cards, and then they sent orders up there. They had all them numbers for them bales, and there was no more cotton stolen. It was a good idea. Well, cotton went bad, and it folded up. It's still there, but it handles other produce, you know, whatever they have. I guess mostly groceries today.